You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Te Pāti Māori have announced a suite of tax reforms aimed at shifting the tax burden towards Aotearoa's wealthy. I spoke to Te Pāti Māori's Takatai Kemp about the proposed reforms, starting with an overview of the party's tax policy.
If I kind of break it down for us, it's about moving the power balance of the tax system and really making a substantial reform of tax so that we are able to, you know, get resource back out to where it's needed, back out to our whānau hapū iwi. So in a nutshell, Te Pāti Māori will remove GST from kai, give tax cuts to 98% of Aotearoa, tax people and developers who have empty homes, tax people who sit on undeveloped land, tax the wealthy at higher levels, tax foreign companies who operate in Aotearoa, increase the company tax rate and put an end to the tax evasion. And this for us is always about for an Aotearoa hope. So that's the policy in a nutshell for us.
I guess you've already signalled towards this a bit, but this is such a significant overhaul of the tax system that you guys are proposing. And I'm just wondering why make such a significant overhaul of the tax system?
Well, we know that 2% of this country are controlling the wealth of Aotearoa, and then 98% of us are actually paying more tax than others. And for us to be able to get resource back out to our whānau where it matters the most, being able to put money back into the pockets of our whānau, we need to reform and make massive change in the tax system. And, you know, for us, zero tax for whānau on the benefit, on the pension, those that earn $30,000 or less, that will put a significant amount of money back on in the pockets of whānau, back on the table where it really matters for whānau. We've been in a cost of living situation for a long time now, and people are struggling. And if we can take the tax off the first $30,000 of someone's yearly income, it's a big chunk that they get back into their pockets.
So would most people see their tax rates lowered rather than raised if these reforms were implemented? Or I guess rather, do you have an idea of how much you would have to earn before you would actually see your taxes get raised?
Well, what we do know is if we take the tax off those whānau that earn $30,000 or less, it's about $4,000 that they get to put back in their pockets. It works out to be almost seven weeks of kai, extra kai that you can buy. You know, for our whānau on the ground, that's a lot for them. And that's, you know, we want to be able to help our whānau put kai back into the mouths of those whānau. We want to be able to, you know, people can actually put petrol in their cars. You know, all those sorts of things that matter to our whānau the most.
Some of the measures aren't directed at income tax. Instead, they're directed at housing with things like a land banking tax and a vacant house tax. So why target the housing market as well when you're looking to redistribute wealth in this country?
We have a massive homeless problem in this country. There is, you know, almost 100,000 people without a home that are homeless. We have 94,000 to 95,000 vacant homes in this country. There's nobody in them. So we've got to be able to target those owners to ensure that they put people in those homes. You know, they can't sit on it, empty houses anymore. We need to house people. So putting a tax on that, so they've got to make sure that they have someone renting their properties within 6 months. So that would reduce, you know, the housing crisis that we have here in this country.
How would you stop Aotearoa's wealthiest from evading these reforms through tax loopholes and things like that? I'm thinking of that IRD report that came out a while ago saying that New Zealand's wealthiest pay a 9.4% tax rate compared to about a 20.2% average for everyone else in this country.
Yeah, that's why we've got to change the way that we tax. And Te Pāti Māori have put in a... If you go to our website, you can put in, there's a tax calculator. And I encourage whānau to go in and use it. So there are thresholds within our tax policy. So depending on how much you earn, depends on how much you will be taxed. And we're raising the tax at the higher end of the income. That's what we're starting to do at Te Pāti Māori. We're starting to tax the wealthy so it's put back into the needy.
But what I'm wondering is, how do you stop the rich from evading the higher tax rates through creative accounting?
Well, I mean, you've got to change the creative accounting. But the first thing we need to do is we've got to implement these new tax, this new tax policy. So to stop it, you've got to vote Te Pāti Māori. You've got to vote for us to ensure that we can get our policies across the line so that we can actually start to target those 2% of the wealthy of this country.
What do you make of the critique from the right-wing political parties about these proposed reforms, that wealth taxes punish aspiration, hard work, success, and also that these proposed tax reforms would wreck the economy? Are these critiques true? Are they not?
Well, I disagree with those other parties and their critique. At the end of the day, we've got to start thinking about whānau, and we've got to change the way this tax system has already been taking from our people and from the 98% who pay more tax than those wealthy. No longer can the wealthy continue to control the political parties, and that's what needs to change.
And just thinking about implementation, so the Prime Minister, he's ruled out a wealth tax under his leadership, but current polling shows that Labour would need Te Pāti Māori and the Greens to govern, and both of you agree on taxing wealth. So could this be a possible condition in coalition negotiations?
Look, that's something for our leadership to be able to, you know, decide. But at the end of the day, if, you know, whoever is in government and wants to work with Te Pāti Māori, the first thing that we always say is they must be Tiriti-centric. And Te Pāti Māori will work with any party who is Tiriti-centric first.
So how do these proposed reforms to make our tax system more equitable, like how is that Tiriti-centric?
Well, first of all, it's about, you know, ensuring that you've got whānau, hapū and iwi at the centre of everything that you do. Now, if you take that into consideration, we're the 98% are paying more tax than the wealthy. So the Labour and National need to come to the party. They've got to think more about what's good for us, what's good for our whānau, not what's good for them and in their pockets, and for them continuing to, you know, allow the wealthy to pay their way.
And the other thing about these tax reforms is that you would also get more tax revenue for government that could be spent on things like you mentioned earlier, the policy to remove GST from Kai, and probably a whole raft of social measures you could fund through these tax reforms, eh?
Yeah, the tax reforms will be able to pay for, you know, different things, like you've heard our mokopuna policy that was announced last week. It helps with the GST. There's lots of things the tax reform can subsequently fund, and what we don't want to fund anymore is the wealthy.
That was Te Pāti Māori's Takatai Kemp talking tax.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.